It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's so frustrating for me to hear things like that. I have defended the process for the Save Our Neighborhood group. I've defended the process when it comes to planning and zoning. To me, it is truly all about the process. You try to be open. You try to be transparent. You try to create as much discussion, due diligence, debate as you can. And I think that the people of Sioux Falls and South Dakota, I think they realize that. This is just one of those things, though, that we've got a passionate group out there that I think wants to utilize every tactic that they can to try to help spread their message, to try to help, you know, have what they want to have happen ultimately occur. But to say that the city is out there trying to make life miserable for them is absolutely ridiculous, and it's truly unfair. You know, guess what, Sioux Falls, and guess what, South Dakota? We actually have more important things to do than go out there and harass anybody. We've got so many good things going on. We're focused on making those things happen. But again, you know, I understand it. And it's one of the kind of the frustrating things about being in government, Greg, that I'm learning about, is you can have a very, very, very small, but very, very, very vocal minority that can really ultimately, you know, cause you some challenges when you're in public service.
I was surprised to learn, you know, you think the ball field and the arena, Canary Stadium, all of that. Surprised to learn, and I shouldn't have been, but you've got lease agreements and you've got tenants out there. So the idea that we kind of have that, well, this is public property and we can be out there. Really, there's a lot of rules that govern what happens out there at that facility.
Well, you can have public property, but you can also have lease agreements. And out there at the Canaries Stadium, the Canaries, they do have exclusive control over the premises, and they have every right to dictate, you know, what's going on out there. And that includes whether you're circulating petitions or not. And in this particular case, there were some folks out there, I guess, who were circulating petitions. There were some fans coming into the game that didn't like it. They went to Canaries personnel, and the Canaries personnel, you know, wanted to stop that activity, or at least control it based on what they thought was the right thing to do. Ultimately, they contacted the city of Sioux Falls and the police department, and then the police team. They go out there. They're nice people. They're not, you know, throwing anybody in jail or using batons on them or anything like that. We don't do that in Sioux Falls. But ultimately, that's when, oh my gosh, you know, the city's doing this. It's just it just drives me crazy.
336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. We visited earlier this morning, Mr. Mayor, with Dana Palmer of the Save Our Neighborhood group. She's actually on the line. She wants a chance to visit with you.
Look forward to it.
Hi, Dana. You're on Kello.
Good morning again.
Hi.
Hi. I listened to the first few comments of what the mayor had to say this morning, and I just wanted to respond and I guess get maybe his response to my questions, which are, first of all, it's offensive that you would call what we have brought to the media's attention ridiculous. Nobody has made up these things. They're true. And in fact, we have from very good sources that city employees are being told not to sign this petition. These are not ridiculous accusations. It's offensive that you would call them that. And secondly, Mayor Huser, we hear you time and again talking about the process. We need to trust in the process. When people try to squelch our rights in regard to the process, that's not trusting in the process. There's no reason for us to trust in the process. When two of our city council members come out and tell the citizens of Sioux Falls that they've already made up their mind with regard to the conditional use permit for this Walmart, how are we supposed to trust in the process? Please respond.
Be happy to, Dana. And again, I know you're passionate about this topic. And, you know, it's part of, I think, your role in this journey that you're on is to remain passionate. And I don't fault you for that. However, I mean, Dana, right from the get-go, I think that the city, as well as the people of Sioux Falls, They've, you know, they've understand this effort. They understand what's involved. I think for the most part, people, you know, they commit in the process. They know that there's going to be, you know, some volatile debate occasionally. But one thing, though, that I think is truly ridiculous is to try to infer that city government is out there trying to, you know, tell employees what to do or get involved in a negative way in terms of petition drives.
It is ridiculous that that would happen. It isn't ridiculous that we are bringing that to people's attention because it did happen. What's ridiculous is that you would, you and your employees would tell other employees that they can't sign this petition. And you still haven't answered my question regarding how we're supposed to trust in the process when two of your counselors come out and say that they've already decided the conditional use permit.
And Dana, too, that's where I think they're not my counselors.
They're elected by their districts.
Thank you. They're the people's counselors. Dana, that's one of the challenges that I think people need to understand is that when you're in this public service gig, you do your best to use your head, to use your heart, to use your gut, to use, you know, even your faith to try to help make decisions that you think are best for the people that you serve. And Dana, the hardest thing about this gig is that you're not going to please everybody. And at those times when you decide opposite of somebody else, this is exactly the kind of commentary that you get is that, oh, they weren't open to the process, or, oh, they didn't listen, or, oh, they weren't transparent, or, oh, they had it against us right from the very beginning. That's indeed not the case. This council and you, I'm not going to defend them all the time. I'm not. And you've seen examples of that over the years, but I will defend this council in that it's a very, very hardworking group. They engage the public, in my mind, I think better than any council before it. They're out there listening. They're out there learning. Yes, they're debating occasionally, but they're not my council. They're your council. They are. They're the people's council. And I can't tell you why someone voted the way they did or why someone decided that this was the decision they were going to make. I can't tell that. But it is up to him or it is up to her to make that decision based on what they think is right for the people they serve.
I listened to the first few comments of what the mayor had to say this morning, and I just wanted to respond and I guess get maybe his response to my questions, which are, first of all, it's offensive that you would call what we have brought to the media's attention ridiculous. Nobody has made up these things. They're true. And in fact, we have from very good sources that city employees are being told not to sign this petition. These are not ridiculous accusations. It's offensive that you would call them that. And secondly, Mayor Huser, we hear you time and again talking about the process. We need to trust in the process. When people try to squelch our rights in regard to the process, that's not trusting in the process. There's no reason for us to trust in the process. When two of our city council members come out and tell the citizens of Sioux Falls that they've already made up their mind with regard to the conditional use permit for this Walmart, how are we supposed to trust in the process? Please respond.
Be happy to, Dana. And again, I know you're passionate about this topic. And, you know, that's just, you know, it's part of... I think your role in this journey that you're on is to remain passionate and I don't fault you for that. However, I mean Dana, right from the get-go, I think that the city, as well as the people of Sioux Falls, they've understand this effort. They understand what's involved. I think for the most part. People, you know, they commit in the process. They know that there's going to be, you know, some volatile debate occasionally. But one thing, though, that I think is truly ridiculous is to try to infer that city government is out there trying to, you know, tell employees what to do or get involved in a negative way in terms of petition drives.
It is ridiculous that that would happen. It isn't ridiculous that we are bringing that to people's attention because it did happen. What's ridiculous is that you would, you and your employees would tell other employees that they can't sign this petition. And you still haven't answered my question regarding how we're supposed to trust in the process when two of your counselors come out and say that they've already decided the conditional use permit.
And Dana, too, that's where I think they're not my counselors.
They're elected by their districts.
Thank you. They're the people's counselors. Dana, that's one of the challenges that I think people need to understand is that when you're in this public service gig, you do your best to use your head, to use your heart, to use your gut, to use even your faith to try to help make decisions that you think are best for the people that you serve. And Dana, the hardest thing about this gig is that you're not going to please everybody. And at those times when you decide opposite of somebody else, this is exactly the kind of commentary that you get is that, oh, they weren't open to the process, or, oh, they didn't listen, or, oh, they weren't transparent, or, oh, they had it against us right from the very beginning. That's indeed not the case. This council I'm not going to defend them all the time. I'm not. And you've seen examples of that over the years, but I will defend this council in that it's a very, very hardworking group. They engage the public, in my mind, I think better than any council before it. They're out there listening. They're out there learning. Yes, they're debating occasionally, but they're not my council. They're your council. They are. They're the people's council. And I can't tell you why someone voted the way they did or why someone decided that this was the decision they were going to make. I can't tell that. But it is up to him or it is up to her to make that decision based on what they think is right for the people they serve.